This week in West Virginia history, Robert Simmons died at his Parkersburg home on January 16, 1892, a free black man during the days of slavery. He moved to Parkersburg in 1841 and earned a living as a barber. He and his wife, Sarah, worried that their 9 children wouldn't receive a proper education. So, in 1862, he and other free black men established Sumner School in Parkersburg. Sumner was the first school for African American children in present-day West Virginia and south of the Mason-Dixon line. Shortly after the school's founding, Simmons traveled through war-torn Virginia to meet with Abraham Lincoln in Washington. The president authorized use of a run-down army barracks to serve as the Sumner School building. Sumner later became the first black high school in West Virginia. It remained open until segregation ended in the 1950s. Simmons also was a leading African-American voice in the Republican Party, twice serving as a state delegate to national conventions. He even turned down an offer from President Ulysses S. Grant to be U.S. consul to Haiti. Today, Parkersburg's downtown post office is named in honor of Robert Simmons. For more information on Robert Simmons, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.